Have flying creatures thought to be extinct for millennia been spotted in the skies over Wales to the west of England? There's plenty of evidence strongly suggesting that they have. Find out all about it on today's Creation Moment. And now, our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Wales seems to be a land of dragons. Even the flag of the tiny principality, a part of the United Kingdom to the west of England, is the Thraig Goch, or Red Dragon. Legends from ancient times tell of dragons throughout Britain of varying shapes and sizes, probably indicating different animals. Some remarkable tales date to relatively recent times. In 1909, Marie Trevelyan, a collector of folk tales, published her Folklore and Folk Stories of Wales. Modern internet publishing has brought this book back into print. In a chapter headed Dragons, Serpents and Snakes, Trevelyan records some fascinating interviews. She writes, "An aged inhabitant of Pentline who died a few years ago said that in his boyhood the winged serpents were described as very beautiful. When angry, they flew over people's heads with wings outspread bright, and sometimes with eyes too, like the feathers in a peacock's tail. He said it was no old story invented to frighten children, but a real fact. His father and uncles had killed some of them, for they were as bad as foxes for poultry." Trevelyan also refers to contemporary sightings of these winged serpents at Beaupré, about 18 miles away, and Penmark, close to where Cardiff Airport is today. The matter-of-fact language used suggests real sightings of creatures which sound like small pterosaurs. Dinosaurs and pterosaurs must have been represented on the Ark, so it's not impossible that some survived in Wales up to the 19th century.
To find thousands of biblical creation resources, find us online at creationmoments.com.